that sounds good. Oh yeah, what you're about to hear is powered by the Men of the Square Table, who want you to know that the garage fridge is for beer only. Duh. Miller Lite. Good call.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
Free FM, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. It's a special week for sweet little Heidi Hamilton over there, little Miss Sunbeam.
Yeah.
In love and all that. And like, new chapter in life. The Italian is a woman. No secrets.
The rainbows follow me around everywhere.
Do you feel the weight lifted? I mean, are you...
No, I'm
no
just...
No secrets, Heidi?
No, I've got a few up my sleeve.
Really?
Do you?
Sure, I'm not going to shoot my load. We got many years together, don't we?
You're adopting an African baby together?
From Malawi, yes. No, I feel good. I feel fine.
Well, the weight was only...
I'm very proud of everything. So
the weight lifted, if there's any weight lifting, was only keeping it from the audience and from me and Frank. You say your circle of friends.
Oh, in real life.
They've known for...
Oh, in real life, yeah.
So not this artificial radio life, but your real life, aside from this radio station, has already been open with your friends and everyone who knows the two of you knows and knew.
Yeah.
So there was no big
announcement.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody in real, you know, although it's funny, my cousin, Heather, who lives in Indiana and she listens online, which I found out, which I didn't even know. She listens online and through my mom says, oh, your cousin Heather listens all the time. And I go, really? I had no idea.
They have internet in Indiana now?
Yeah, she's a huge fan of the show, like never misses it, but I'd have never even guessed that, never knew that. So I'm just wondering if she didn't know. Maybe she didn't know because you think my mom doesn't tell anybody.
Oh, everybody knew.
You think?
Small town.
Yeah.
You have to go to your next class reunion and
you're
see
the town lesbo.
You're the talk of the town right now. You are.
Oh, trust me, I'm not. And you know who you are, people.
They probably named a fishing hole after you.
It is Batesville. It's named after the bait.
If you're looking for some big old crawdaddies, come on down to Heidi Hamilton's hole. Fishing hole, that is. Crawdaddies galore.
They've renamed the boar's nest. You're on. Actually, be appropriate to keep it the same.
It's the whore's nest.
Is this the liquid you spray on your lure? Heidi scent. The fish practically jumping your boat.
I was just going to say, you're not going to be able to get out of the way of the fish.
Here's our number, 888-520-9710. It's Owl.
I don't like lesbians.
Why not?
What's in it for me?
Pictures.
Would Jesus do a lesbian?
Of course.
Repent.
Yeah, we repent, Heidi. Oscar in Lakewood, you are on Free FM.
Are you going to perform the service?
Oscar, you're on.
Yep, yep.
Hello.
You got
Oscar, final chance.
Hmm.
He's talking to somebody else.
Jesus.
Last chance.
Russ in Anaheim Hills, hello.
Yes, three-part question. Heidi, is the Italian bisexual, and are you going to reveal her name, and why did Steve edit me during Who's Going to Hell when I tried to get the crowd to call him a fagula?
I didn't know he did. I heard it.
I didn't know that either. I heard it, but we would hear it pre-delay, so I don't know.
We don't know what's edited when we're on the road.
The Italian has been with men, so we've never really talked about labels, really. Labels don't really come up.
Has she ever been in love with a man or just been with experimenting? Emotionally, you were involved with your boyfriend, Joe, whatever. You were emotionally
there.
That's so funny. No, we just don't talk about it.
Are we making you more sad today because you're realizing how much you don't know about the Italian? Mm-hmm. The obvious question we're asking on the first day we know?
I'm a lot like, what, that doesn't mean anything to me. Do I need to know you were in love with three guys in your past or four women? I mean,
Did you tell her about Joe?
We don't really talk about...
God,
I can't imagine
talking
women
all
no,
sitting
I mean,
around talking and not talking about their past loves.
Very relevant.
Every woman asks that question I've been with a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times have you been in love before?
Right.
I mean, you've asked me that question. We're not even going out.
I will ask the Italian tonight how many times she's been in love.
Has she ever been proposed to? Maybe some guy asked to marry her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Aren't these things that you would have naturally been expected to have these conversations in the past when you were dating, getting to know each other? Now you're only doing it because we're asking you to do it.
No, I guess we were too busy with all the lesbian sex to be
talky-talky.
Yeah, it's all hard to hear. It's all muffled.
Sex, sex.
I wanted to ask you, Frosty, how do you think that we should talk more? What do you think about that? How many times have you been, sorry, I couldn't get that out. How many times have you been in love?
Actually, if you talk more, maybe you won't like each other.
I know, so maybe we shouldn't, because I'm quite happy.
Question from Mike in Phoenix saying, did you ever intentionally, like, reveal the Italian during the show for your own benefit and not let us on about it? You said, yeah, her. You threw out him and stuff.
No, I never did.
You never tried to slide one past us and throw out false information?
No. And people always say, I know you're lying because you slipped and you said him. And no, I trust me, if I would have ever slipped, it would have been slipped and said her.
Did you ever reveal it once and nobody was listening?
I think, like, I would be, okay, it's girl, whatever, you know, and go on to something else. But then you go, oh, please, and Frosty jump in with, I don't know, and we move on to something else.
You have to remember, Heidi is a very skilled actress, right up there with Meryl Streep.
I wish.
And Kate Winslet, or whatever her name is.
Winslet.
Like you don't know, your favorite movie of all time.
Anyway, so many times you've dumped in, you know, this, you've sold the line so convincingly, and people I've read on the, like, the MySpace thread for our show and stuff. Oh, she said it so naturally. She said he so naturally, just like under her breath. She couldn't possibly be acting with that.
Oh, such a good actor. Shit, no one calls. That's fine.
They should write your role in Jericho.
Or the L word, at least an appearance.
Be a dying radioactive victim. At least you should do that. Karen, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. I'm moving to Indiana as we speak.
Oh,
why? I'm going to miss you guys.
We can listen online. Go to my cousin Heather's house. She'll let you in.
I'm so glad you said that, because I will. And, you know, I don't know if you know of any talk radio out there, but it sucks, boy. I'm going to miss you guys.
Why would you be going there if you're here? It's so much nicer here.
I'm moving to a small farm town. I've been an Orange County girl my whole life. Exhausted Los Angeles, working show business. I'm done. And we're going out to be with my husband's family.
What part of Indiana, Karen?
Greenfield, Indiana.
Oh, my
God.
Small
but growing.
Halfway between Terre Haute and Indianapolis. I know that town well.
It's in Greencastle.
I can get you a piece of...
I know it well.
I don't know it at all, actually.
You know the name of the town.
Green something.
I'm telling everybody here.
Okay,
but
we'll have
to keep in touch with you guys. I'll be emailing you pictures on my road trip.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love photos of the interstate.
Thank you.
Look at that. It's I-46. Oh, how I miss ye.
I do miss 46. Ah, 46.
Very windy. Hard to drive when you're drunk.
We've all
very
tried.
Very hilly and windy. Alex in Long Beach, I'm with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Wow. Heidi, this is huge. This is like Watergate huge, which is ironic because there's no
deep throat out of this.
There's no deep throat involved.
There is not. So, Heidi, would you ever have a ceremony?
Oh, sure, anything's possible, Alex, of course.
Wait, you waited too long.
I was waiting for the music to start.
The music started. The wedding march. He was right on top of it.
No. Yeah, of course I would. Sure.
Really?
No, I'm not against
it.
He's going
to wear the dress.
I think, me. But
wouldn't mean anything.
But then, you know, you go, yeah, there's that.
The state wouldn't
recognize
it.
Do you wait until it's legal? I mean, I have a lot of friends
who
say. So you're
planning on marrying this person. Do you wait till it's legal?
Well, no, I'm saying if you're going to do it, I have a lot of friends who, I mean, I have a friend who've been, friends have been together 6 years. And they're like, no, we wouldn't do a ceremony. We wouldn't do it unless it was legal. And they've been together 6 years. So a lot of people feel that way.
Can you get together? I mean, well, I think it's beautiful to promise your love together in a ceremony. But to go through a wedding ceremony that is meaningless and not recognized by the state almost makes it a fraud, a sham. And if you did it in a state like Vermont or
New Jersey,
Massachusetts, Canada, Amsterdam, okay, unless you live there and stay there, it means nothing elsewhere, too. So, again, why do it unless...
Tell me how you thought about this.
No, I'm just saying. I researched it for Heidi.
Thanks, Frost. I appreciate it. What a friend.
No, I guarantee the minute they make it gay marriage legal everywhere, you'll see a lot of those long-term couples, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, break up.
No, look,
that's been their excuse for, well, I can't marry you, honey. You know, we can just do this whole thing, just live together, hang out. But the minute you can, all those couples will be breaking up.
All of a sudden, the pressure's on. Because right now, you're right. People can go, baby, you know
what's
I would.
What's the point?
You know, I would.
I would if we could, but, you know,
you know
we can't.
So.
You know, this is really kind of deep. We should sort this out. Won't a lot of gay couples be mad at each other if and when it finally is legal in all the states and recognized everywhere to have a gay marriage? If still then, even though you've been together years, you go, no, let's just keep living together.
Mm-hmm.
That can be misunderstood. Well, you must not love me then, or you'd want to marry me now that we can't. No. straight couples live together all the time without getting married
but
and are deeply
but
in love.
But they always get the pressure that gay couples don't get for to get married.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think gay couples still have the pressure of, well, we can still have a commitment ceremony. Well, we could still do that. You
won't,
know, because
you have that?
How's it different from a
It's
wedding?
Basically, well, saying, I love you, and here's a ring that I'm going to wear. You wear this ring. And
yeah.
So, well, that's just a commitment to, you know, in front of our friends
and
whoever we believe in upstairs and us.
A commitment.
Even though no one else recognizes it.
A commitment to each other on a more of a, instead of just going, yeah, we're together, we're not going to see any other people, it's on a little bigger scale.
Well, that's nice then.
Saying, I'm yours and you're mine.
But it doesn't get you any more rights or
no,
doesn't
but,
get your name on the house.
But in the state of California, I'm another couple friend, in the state of California, you can file a domestic partnership. I mean, you can make it almost as legal
is
as
she
you
on your
possibly can. What do you mean? My,
I think
my work insurance?
Yeah,
no,
you can
no.
have domestic
yes,
partners
you
on your insurance.
No,
yeah.
She has her own insurance.
Are you on hers?
No.
A better plan.
Yeah.
No.
We should research that. Perhaps I wouldn't have to pay so much for medical.
So if you become the next Shivo and you're in a coma, does she have the right to say unplug her or not? Without that ceremony thing? Or
I think
whatever?
She has enough witnesses now that would be like everyone who's listening and say, yeah, it's her girlfriend.
Yeah,
yeah, but the hospital doesn't go, okay, then.
I think they do.
You all promise.
You have enough people to go, okay, this is her.
No, but she knows that if I'm staring at a Mylar balloon with a permanent smile on my face to unplug, plug.
No, we won't let that happen. You're still going to do the show because you're probably much funnier.
we'll have a Shifo cam on me at all times. Let's check in and see what
Heidi's
doing.
Hand to Heidi after that comment.
still staring at the ceiling. Thank God that cackle's gone.
Yeah, now it's just that deep tranny laugh.
Good
look
one.
At the balloon.
Good
she
one.
Couldn't talk either, right? She's hey.
No.
Could she make noises?
I don't think so.
Even a hey.
No, just a smile.
Not even a.
Not
nothing.
A noise, Frank. No.
Not even, I wonder, no, nothing.
But I think I would have unplugged her faster if she had a, think how annoying that would get. If she was quiet.
Someone would have found a pillow. The
right.
Little midnight smothering. Shut up!
With all the grunting.
Tim in Fullerton. You're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, my question, you know, first of all, I want to say I've gone on your website, and it's really nice. The one thing is, I dare anybody to take their hand and cover up Heidi's body and be able to look at her face for more than 5 seconds.
You turned to stone.
That's right.
And that was a pillar of salt.
That's Sodom.
Oh, okay.
Get something new. Everybody says that. My God, come up with something else. And I know.
Thought that was Esther.
Esther looked back at Sodom and turned into
a pillar of salt.
When you look at a Medusa, you turn into stone.
You know more about Bible than I do. Who would have thought?
That's mythology.
That's Greek mythology. Okay.
No, that's in the Bible. Esther
Medusa?
And the stone.
One's Old Testament, one's mythology.
Medusa's in there?
No, Medusa was
in the Bible.
Greek mythology.
Oh, it's like a gorgon.
No,
a gargoyle. Whatever. Aren't gorgons in the Bible?
I don't know.
Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Trips?
What's going on?
Heidi, I love you. You're gorgeous. Your body's amazing. I know, now that it's a girl, and you call we've called her the Italian whatever, now let's just call her, because every time you say Italian, I think it's some hairy leg guy with whatever. But Frosty,
yes.
Now that she's come out with her, you know, revelation, you should come out and, you know, tell everybody your boyfriend's name, too, I think.
My boyfriend.
come on,
we are family. No? All right.
His name is Gorgon.
Esther Gorgon. This is Frosty's girlfriend.
Count on me for the Gorgons and the Organs. Hello, Paul.
Hey, what's up? So, Heidi, so do you guys share like a fetish? Are you like both in the giant black women?
Yes, we both masturbate to Florida from Good Times. Esther Roll. Back to the Esther. All full circle.
Her question is her tongue. Also long.
No.
She
no.
got a short little nubby tongue?
Nubs. Nubby nubs. Totally.
Really?
I'll make fun of her. Although it works just fine, but it's funny. I mean, I go, give me all you got. Let me see.
It works.
Give me all you got.
She's like,
give me all you got.
It's tiny, but it's fine. It's wonderful. It's perfect.
It works just fine.
It works.
Is what you said?
It works just fine.
It works just fine.
All of a sudden, I felt like my mom talking about my dad's wiener. Well, you know, it works just fine. Got me 2 kids.
Jennifer and Fullerton, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Play it. Ask Heidi.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, Jennifer.
Do you watch The L Word?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know which character is most like the Italian.
Jennifer Beals.
Oh, that's sexy.
That is sexy.
Yeah.
Flash dance Jennifer Beals?
No, L word Jennifer
Beals.
Maniac.
Matthew in Fallbrook, hello.
We have a video of you doing that on our website.
Maniac.
That's good stuff.
I hurt myself.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Heidi.
Yep.
Is there any chance the world gets a visual on the Italian?
Jennifer Beals.
Pardon me?
Jennifer Beals.
Actual visual. I mean, like on the website or something?
Can we at least do a charcoal drawing like they do in the Wall Street Journal?
Did you see what she looks like?
No, probably for the same reason I don't put a picture of my kid up on the website. It's like, this is protect the innocent.
Yeah, because we're public people, but they haven't chosen this life.
Yeah, someone might kidnap her and hold her for ransom.
Which, good luck with that, because I don't have any, you know, I might be able to come up with $1,000. Other than that, bye-bye, Italian. It was fun knowing you.
What do you have to give? Take my mortgage.
I know, please take it.
Hey, Al in Hermosa Beach.
Hey, we should have known when she went to the Cher concert, because there's no straight man that would ever let this woman go to the Cher concert.
See all the clues along the way, now they're all being pieced together.
Do you guys practice safe sex?
Not even close.
No dental dams?
No, I've never used one of those.
Have you
really?
Both been...
Even in the beginning?
Yeah, we've both been tested.
Okay, so there's no... If you're monogamous...
Uh-huh.
Well, I got that word out first time, too.
You did.
Look at that.
Usually
I'll try aluminum next hour. And then a bottomable after that. But I got monogamous out.
Yes, we're both safe, I guess, because we're tested.
Keep those probing questions coming.
Oh, yes.
888-520-9710 is the number. You can email them as well to...
Let's be Frank, 971 at MSN.com.
For Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Free FM on the road again Friday. The show doing another live broadcast.
Good Lord.
Friday, we head back to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa for a live show. Now, there's a really cool special package for anyone who wants to... go down Thursday night, spend the night, enjoy the beautiful casino and resort and spa there. And then, of course, the show Friday. It's only $97.10. It's a special room for our listeners here. You can stay Thursday night for $97 and a dime if you call this number, 1-888-MORONGO. That's 1-888-667-6646. Do you get that?
At least it's an easy number.
1-888-MORONGO.
Yeah.
Mention promo code KLSX.
Hmm.
It's this radio station in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Name it. And space will be reserved for you. You've got to be 21 over to get in. Of course, Morongo Casino Resort and Spa is just outside of Palm Springs, just off to 10 in Cabazon. So we'll see you there Friday.
Isn't that where the fire started? Cabazon?
Yes, that's your end.
We're going to keep it hot on Friday. Wait till you see what we have planned.
If you want more information about exactly where it is, go to MorongoCasinoResort.com. We'll see you Friday there for the show. La!
I want to gamble, too.
That's really appropriate, Heidi. We lost 5 firefighters, and you're talking about keeping it hot. That's really cool.
Well, it was 4.
Nice.
Only 4.
Break. Only 4. It was 5.
4 dead, and the other guys, he may make it. I mean, he's not in good shape.
Oh, yeah. One guy did make it.
He's like burned like 90, 95% of his body.
Oh, really?
Burned, terribly.
Say a prayer.
Yeesh.
Exactly.
It's hard work.
A prayer that whoever set that fire gets killed in a horrible, painful accident.
Charged with murder. That's a mass murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know somebody somewhere is crapping their pants. Whoever did that, if someone else knows that you did it, I'd be worried if I were that other guy. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's when you catch him just bullet in the head. What's the point? Moron.
I know. Just firing shots at those guys. Can you imagine the pain of being burned that badly on 95% of your body?
I think at some point you stop feeling it because your skin turns into, you know, just it's all gone. All the nerves are burnt.
Crisp.
But they can't use skin grafts from you because there's no skin that's good, so you get it from what?
Cadaver.
Horrible. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Heidi.
Sure. Glad I could help. Back to me.
Captain Stormcloud. 888-520-9710 is our number. Kim in San Diego, what's going on? Hello. Kind of hit that. I don't know what's going on.
I love you.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I was just calling in to say how much I love you guys. I was there at your show on Friday. I had a blast.
Good.
Were you dressed up?
I was a pregnant Britney Spears.
Oh, I love you, Kim. That was so funny.
I just want to tell you, Frank, that the baby is not yours. Frosty, you are not fat at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, a terrorist robe is very slimming.
Let's see why they wear them.
Very slimming, huh? And Heidi, I love you. You're so sweet. I've been traumatized in the past by a lipstick lesbian, but you were just great.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
I want to hear Kim's story about the lesbian.
How were you traumatized?
Well, I went out with some friends one night, and one of the girls I was with, her cousin was a lesbian, and they let me know ahead of time, and I was like, no, hey, that's no problem, you know? And I'd never met a lesbian before. She came on to me all night long.
Mm.
And
well, you are a little hottie. I mean, what do you expect?
Thank you, Heidi.
You're
I kept telling her I was straight all night long, but for some reason, she thought that I smelled like vanilla, so I became her little vanilla bean all night.
I'm confused here. If you told her you weren't into her because you were straight, how come she kept hitting on you all night unless you were giving signs or saying it playfully?
Frosty, come on now.
No, I can defend Kim in that. I knew a girl when I lived in Cincinnati, and I worked with her. And she was lesbian, completely out, open, everybody knew it. And she kept hitting on me, and I said, sorry, don't go that way, I'm straight.
Obviously,
and
she was
only,
right.
She only liked straight women, though, this girl. She's like, well, if she never dated lesbian women. She
maybe
liked
she
the challenge.
Smelled the lesbian on you, and it smelled like vanilla, Kim.
I was a little vanilla bean.
She can smell beneath the surface.
Maybe.
Yeah, so that's a big joke now. So
you've never had a girl-on-girl experience?
Never.
And you never would like
never
one?
Never even thought about it, nope.
At the end of the night, did she force herself on
you? Even though Heidi was delightful. But
well, thank you, Kim.
You're welcome. Mm.
How'd she finally get the hint? Did she force herself on you and you smacked her off?
Look,
or what?
I'm telling you, all night long I had to tell her.
Well, doesn't it kind of sound like Kim is flirting with Heidi? Heidi was so wonderful and sweet.
Delightful.
Actually, if I had to pick one of you guys, I have to say it would be Frank.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Kim. Maybe we'll have to make a real baby inside that belly. You know I'm potent.
You're very impotent.
Well, you may be potent, but I'm impotent.
You should start wearing
a suit. What setting is that?
Still in Wedding Chapel organ.
It sounds like some dating game show from the 70s. Yep. Ba-dum-ba-bow.
We have to do a different setting every day. And then you play everything that you normally do on different settings.
But I have my favorite three.
The thing that has 1,000 in it.
Okay, pick a number between 1 and 1,000, and we'll just go with that.
987.
No, not that one. like I know what it is.
What would that possibly
be? It's simple.
Be?
All right, that's what it'll get next time.
No,
right.
Chanel, no. Do it.
Well, wait till it's appropriate.
Dang it.
It's
going to be a surprise. You chose it, and it wasn't a wise choice, by the way. Hello, Dawn in Redlands. You're on Free FM.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good, Dawn.
Oh, Heidi, I am so proud of you for coming out and being strong. You know, there's a lot of girls that listen to the show, and hopefully this will help them in a process that they have to make. And I think it's really cool that you did this publicly and that you're proud. And right
thanks,
on.
Dawn. Hopefully I'll be on the cover of some magazine saying, Heidi's so brave.
Yeah, Field and Stream.
Okay. Wow, I'm a horrible picker.
Yeah,
what's
nice.
That one?
Frank,
that was 980.
What's the name of it?
Glassbow.
Glassbow?
Frank, you pick a number. I'm horrible at it.
Glassbow chosen by the asshole. 482.
All right, you got it.
All right. Heidi, they're saying that you're a liar because you said you would reveal the first name of the Italian. It's no big deal.
Well, we've said before, we say Chris Pat. That's the name.
Chris Pat? We're still going to go with Chris Pat?
Chris Pat's fine.
Okay.
Chris Pat.
That way, one of those is true.
Okay. Chris Pat.
Gotcha. I can't see you with a Pat.
You can't?
No. I'm going to name Pat. You're yelling out Pat in bed.
Patty.
Patricia.
Hmm.
All right.
Is the Italian out in the open, or is she hiding stuff, too?
No, totally out in brown.
Her parents know?
Yeah.
Her parents met you?
Yeah.
Really?
What do they think of you? Really, they do?
Yeah, they call me the German.
The German.
In that family, I'm known as the German.
Much better.
That is much better. Beats a hell of a glass bow.
That's falling downstairs carrying pans.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch? Sure.
That's not like the Seinfeld theme.
Jeff in Pasadena, you're on Free FM.
Hey, guys, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a marked increase in the amount of lesbian porn being watched tonight thanks to today's show, even though everybody knows that the Italian really is that singer from the Penny Saver commercials.
But, all right, I'm busted.
Wouldn't that be nasty? Hey, but I've been listening to your show for many years now and been enjoying pretty much every day of it. And I know in the past, Heidi said that she had been going to therapy for a while, and I kind of got a feeling it was probably because of her feeling towards women. But didn't you say in the past that you've always wanted to have kids of your own? So where does this leave you now?
Yeah, I did, but you know that I think a little bit of that's going away.
Cool, good for you, Heidi.
You know, I like being able to be footloose and fancy free, and you know, a kid kind of. You can't see the great thing about having dogs is you know I have three dogs, and you can go, hey, you want to go to the movie? Okay, and you just leave the dogs. You can't just go, oh, the kid's in the room. It's fine, right? You can go out. You gotta plan.
That caller said something that I'd like to return to.
What?
If you don't mind. He said that you had said you talked to a therapist a little bit recently.
Oh, yeah.
Was it because of the problems you were going through accepting the fact that you were in a relationship with a woman? Is that, or is it something else?
No.
She was having problems because she was in love with me, a guy she works with.
Yeah, and the therapist basically, I paid her $150 for her to tell me, don't crap where you eat. And I said, okay, I guess I got to move on.
She was the therapist that was also in love with me.
It was very, yeah, that was like a soap opera. We found out we were going to the same therapist.
You know that saying loses some of its power when you have to say the word crap.
It really
does.
It
just doesn't have this.
Tell you how embarrassing is it when Frank's going to the same therapist as I am, we didn't know it, and we pass, you know, in the hallway on the way. I'm leaving, he's coming. I'm going, what are you doing?
Just hand each other the file. Here, you take it.
Here's mine. Here's yours. No, we both have the
exactly.
same issue.
She's like, I'll never believe what she told me today. Sit there and talk about you for an hour.
No,
were you both going to talk about me?
Of course. You came up.
We're like, how do we get this guy in therapy?
We're in therapy trying to get you there. Anyways,
how do we introduce you two?
Of course, every time we started talking about you, she was eating sandwiches, and I thought
yeah,
this is not.
Yeah, bring you up, and she'd fall asleep.
No, it wasn't.
I lost a listener with the announcement, I guess. It says, Frank, I've been listening to your show for 2 years, but I think I finally realized that it seems as though you guys aren't talking about true life and making crap up. You guys never met Heidi's girlfriend? Come on. Yes, you guys are making up a storyline, and now you've lost a listener.
Well, they have. Nobody knows who she was. Yeah, come on.
We're telling you, hearing it straight from our mouths, we have seen her, but didn't know it was the Italian.
I've met Frosty's friends that I've mentioned on the show.
But if he was with one of them, all of a sudden he came out and he's with Wade.
Wade.
I'd be like, I never knew Wade was. I mean, I met Wade many times, but I didn't know he was your boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
Don't get ridiculous. Wade isn't a homosexual.
It's an example of somebody I met that I didn't know was.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes, they met her.
And again, we don't hang out.
1,000 channels you don't really need. When are they going to use that in a song?
We're not a giant waste of money.
I bought it for the piano and strings. No, but see, that's the thing. We, believe it or not, we don't end the show and then all three go hang out again for hours. We do it sometimes, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know most of your friends, Heidi. I've seen them as a group, but do I know them? No.
Right. Yeah.
You know mine? Well, I don't have anything to know.
No, but that's a great point.
I guess I've seen the Italian, but you've met the Italian,
the whole thing.
If she walked in, I still wouldn't know that's her unless you said, that's her. And then I go, oh, I've seen her around.
Right.
Does that explain it? Does that need a little number, 726? Hello, Victor.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Great.
Just real quick, earlier you guys mentioned that Frosty had a dream about baby rats. I was the one that called in with the dream that I had about seeing Heidi's balls that looked like baby rats.
You and I were together. We were getting ready to have sex, and then I had balls, right, that looked like baby rats.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I remember.
And I was like, oh, shoot, it's true. Well, my question for you, Heidi, is if you guys were to break up, God forbid, would you go back to men, or are you a permanent lesbian?
No, I say anything is possible. I've been in love with men before, and if we break up and all of a sudden I meet a guy and I'm having feelings, then I go that way. I mean,
I can see two girls having an argument tonight.
I don't put myself in a box.
Yeah,
not that kind of box anyway.
But we'll get back to our regular scheduled program. If you have any questions for Heidi, you can go to frosthedyandfrank.com. Her email address is right there under her name. Just click Heidi and you'll get in contact with her.
Ask me anything you want to know.
And she will be honest from now on.
and I'm taking requests.
Hey, Frosty, could you play 287 for me? I love that one.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Tomorrow morning on this chain of free FM radio stations on Adam Carolla's show, among other things going on, Sean Wayans stopping by, and porn star Joanna Angel, star of Triple Exorcist.
Oh.
All this and more tomorrow with Adam Carolla. On the Adam Carolla Show!
I like that setting. Yeah. Got an email here, somebody who wants our advice.
Okay.
Heaven forbid we know what we're talking about. Says, I got a question. Should I keep this girl I'm seeing? She buys me everything I want and offers to buy me stuff I don't need. This bitch has money, but she's getting too attached and wants more. She wants us to be a couple, and I don't want that. I want to get rid of her, but I like her buying me stuff. What should I do? She's starting to invite herself places I'm going and wants me to take her everywhere. Any suggestions? Signed, the Italian.
I was going to say.
I know, but I said that up myself, didn't I?
What's the downside in that? I don't really understand the...
Well, but you feel guilty if, you know... You don't feel guilty if people are buying... If somebody's buying you something and doing nice things for you, if you're into them. You feel guilty when you're like, hey, not really as into this person as I... You know.
You feel guilty when you've given the impression that you're more into them than you are, and they start buying you stuff.
Because, that you don't need,
yeah.
Which means it's a thoughtful gift, probably. It's not like, okay, you need a pair of jeans because yours are falling apart, here's a pair of jeans. That you don't need is probably a nice way of saying gifts.
No, it's like
luxuries.
If Frank, you and I'm really into you, and you're
not, hypothetical?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really into you. You're not all that into me, but I get you for Christmas or something. A really expensive watch. Now, if you're not in, you're probably going to go, no, I can't.
No, I'm taking the watch because I give you no impression that I like you.
Well, see, I see it the other way around. I would never accept a gift from somebody who I'm not really into. If you got me an expensive, like, for instance, I was dating...
Why wouldn't you take it? I'd totally take the watch.
Years and years ago, I was dating a guy who got us 2 first-class tickets to Hawaii.
Ooh.
I wasn't into him. He thought...
Well, no, because that's implied we're going to go to Hawaii, then we're going to have sex all week.
Right,
you
I guess.
You give me a watch.
But it was like one of those things where, it was right around the holidays, and it was the first...
See, that guy sounds a little freaky.
And I went, this is where I have to say, I don't see
how could he have misunderstood your, quote, relationship so much where he thought you'd want to spend a week with him over the holidays in Hawaii when, in fact, you didn't like him at all? Someone was infatuated with you and wouldn't get the sign.
Maybe a little bit.
But
I never went because I couldn't accept a gift like that. Even those first-class tickets to Hawaii, I can't take
them.
Why
do you go and then just never talk to each other when you're there? I mean, it's hard. It's one thing, Frank, to take an expensive watch.
No, vacations are different.
Okay.
Like I said, it's implied she's going to accept this trip, which means she's accepting having sex with me when we're there.
No, not necessarily. Maybe it's just a nice trip.
No, anytime you go on vacation with somebody and you buy their plane ticket, you expect to bone out.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of on board with that, too.
That's why I will never go on vacation with you, because you offered to buy me the ticket. You said I'll buy your ticket.
See,
I know that means you want sex from me.
That's to prove that it's not true, then, Frank. Sometimes we'll take care of my friend's ticket because I don't want to go by myself. Doesn't mean there's sex.
But don't you think that friend feels guilty and thinks that you want to have sex with them even if they never make the first move? They're waiting on you to make the first move?
No, why would your friend think those thoughts if it was not a sexual relationship? Those thoughts wouldn't be there. Frank, I said, come on, come to Ireland with me next summer. I'll pay for your ticket.
I see how you look at my jeans.
It's just because it's more fun to have a friend there to drink Guinness with.
I'll buy your ticket as long as we can share the chowder.
Is that why you said no? And they have great chowder there, by the way. Is that why you said no?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, because completely different.
You said no because you thought I wanted sex?
No, I said no because I thought you didn't want sex.
Well, I don't want sex. But you said no because...
I want to feel so... I'm only going to go if we bone out. I'm not going to go fly across the Atlantic Ocean
and not
getting
laid.
Well, the trip is maybe a gray area. But when it comes to an expensive gift, a nice watch, a car, oil painting...
Let's go back to the car. I think Heidi buying her girlfriend a car really... put a lot of pressure on her girlfriend to, all right, we are taking this to the next level. If you accept this gift, then you are solidifying your position in our relationship. Like this guy here. This woman's buying him stuff he doesn't need. Obviously, he can't afford stuff, so she's throwing all the gifts out there, stuff he would never buy that he wouldn't even need to show him like a lifestyle that he's not even used to, and he's going to accept it because he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does accept it, he's saying, okay, I'm with you. We are a couple. You can start inviting yourself out to where I'm going. I have to start introducing you now because you've given me this new life that I don't want to give up on. This is kind of like, yeah, nailing the relationship down.
Well, Heidi and her girlfriend, they were already girlfriends when the car was given. Now, if
for about a year.
If that weren't the case, would she have said, no, you're more serious than I am? She would have refused the car?
Yeah, she's very, she's probably the most honest person I've ever met,
until you break up.
To a fault. Well, that's true. I mean, people, you see different sides of people when you break up with people. You go, whoa, okay, had no idea. I've known you for 7 years, and all of a sudden you're this way. So,
like Paul McCartney knows that.
I know people are different when times are good and when times are bad. I'm just saying, for all I can go on right now is the most honest.
Don't you think that's a very, very large gift to give first?
It is a little tough to go anywhere because birthday's rolling around again, and I'm going,
Where do you go from there if you start with a
nice silk scarf?
I know, Frank, but what's done is done, so now I'm going, hell, what do I do? Yeah, I kind of shot my wad early.
You don't love me as much as you used to.
Your birthday falls on a Tuesday. You want to just go, like, get a dinner or something? I don't even know. What do you do now?
The story behind the car. Was it a birthday gift? Was it an out-of-the-blue gift?
No, it was a birthday gift.
Okay, a birthday gift.
Yeah.
Was it a lease or you actually bought it?
Oh, it's a lease. Okay.
It's a lease, but was the conversation had before the birthday, you know, my car's breaking down, I got a crappy car, I mean, car, I think I'm going to get a new car. I mean,
did she need a car?
The seed was never planted of a car.
No,
and then
the
you show up, first birthday together.
No, the Italian had two cars.
First birthday together?
Yes.
Celebrating her birthday
the first time. We were at about a year.
So the first birthday gift, you get her a BMW Z3.
Four.
Oh my God, money bags.
Z4.
Yeah.
She never mentioned the car
as a need or a want.
No, the only thing she ever said was whenever we'd see one of those, she's like, God, those are hot cars. And I'm like,
Did she say, I can't take this car?
No.
Because you're already serious.
The only thing she said was, because I did a whole little presentation and then, you know, long, boring story. And then I had the key wrapped up. And so she opened, you know, we're sitting on the couch and she just looked at the key and she went, you didn't. And I said, I did. And she said, you didn't. And I said, I did. And she said, you didn't. And I said, how long are we going to do this? You're going to go out in the driveway and look at your car.
That's kind of bitchy there.
You should have swallowed the key and made her dig for it.
Let's take it somewhere else.
Baby, you feel like going corning. Got a corn for your present.
You know. So here's where it gets
this
risky.
This birthday, I'll do that, Frank. I'll take pictures.
Get out the colanders. Time to unwrap your gift.
I think it's a beautiful, thoughtful gift.
Thanks.
Maybe a little expensive, but it's a beautiful gesture. But the
I'm
danger.
A giver. I like
but
to
there's
give.
Pressure there, isn't there, Frank?
Yes, there is, because the danger is, I mean, you said you, Heidi, you would not accept an expensive gift like that if you weren't that into that person.
Yeah, and
so
she
that's almost
either.
Like the litmus test right then and there. How much are we a couple or not?
Yeah.
What if she just wanted to hang out with you? Maybe you were temporary at the time.
Yeah.
That's when you would have found out because you would have had the key given back to you. That would hurt.
That would hurt, and that's what she would have done. She's that type of person.
That's why I don't see how. I don't see how you bring that up. If someone has given you this beautiful, expensive gift, a watch, a trip, a car, a Hope Diamond, whatever, how do you refuse it? How do you word it in such a way that you're not going to destroy the person who thought so much of you and your relationship, though it may be one-sided, that they went out and got that for you? Now you're going to refuse it how without ending that relationship right then?
That is a toughie. I think that's right up there with, I think there are a ton of women who have actually said yes to being proposed to who had no desire, not even a little, to marry somebody.
Well, bring that up.
Because you feel like, crap, how am I going to say no? He's standing here at a happy place with a big giant rock. I don't really want to marry the guy, but how am I going to say no? And then you do. You say yes to get married.
I liked it better when she was nice and bi-curious instead of an angry, mean lesbian. Bringing up things to hurt people.
Oh, how dare you.
We'll take it from here. We come back.
Come here and kiss me. I'll make you feel better.
888-520-9710.
Fish sticks and Tabasco.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.